AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says plans to hit Iran very hard tonight are off. On social media, he says there is a breakthrough in negotiations and significant points under discussion have been brought up to the highest level of Iranian leadership and approved. He did not offer any details. Jay Clayton has been picked as the permanent director of National Intelligence. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president was under intense pressure to nominate a permanent replacement for Tulsi Gabbard after her resignation last month. Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries panned his pick as acting DNI. Federal Housing Chief Bill Pulte,
a malignant political hack,
and refused to renew a key surveillance program until the president picked someone else. The president had doubled down on Pulte, but at the same time,
we're interviewing people right now.
Clayton is a former Securities and Exchange Commission chief, and as Manhattan's top prosecutor, has a wide portfolio from terrorism,
ISIS-inspired actions,
to corruption. The president had said Pulte would take over as DNI next week. It's unclear if the Senate can move fast enough to confirm Clayton before then. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Minnesota, Vance Belter pleaded guilty to the shooting deaths of the top Democrat in the state House and her husband, and the wounding of a state senator and his wife. U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen says the chance of getting the death penalty was dropped.
Political violence is a scourge plaguing America in our times. The murders of Speaker of the House Melissa Hortman, Mark Hortman, shooting of Senator John Hoffman and Yvette Hoffman, and the attempted shooting of Hope Hoffman are among the worst political violence crimes that we have seen.
Stocks are higher at the closing bell. This is AP News. A local vote in Britain could have a national impact.
Voters in Makerfield, a small town in the northwest of England, are set to make an important decision. By casting their vote in a local by-election on the 18th of June, they could choose the UK's next prime minister or add more chaos to British politics. If Andy Burnham from the Labour Party wins, he would become a member of Parliament and is the most likely politician to take over from Prime Minister Keir Starmer. However, Burnham is competing against Reform UK, a hard-right party. The election is expected to be close. Despite Burnham's popularity, local resident Shirley Pryor doesn't think Labour is the answer.
They're not going to fix what's happening in this country.
Another local, Debbie Laws, spells out her main concern.
Yeah, immigrants really, and I've just had enough of the way things are with Labour and Keir Starmer and that.
Karen Shamas, London.
Ed Donahue, AP News.